This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You know what spiritual blindness is? It's when you don't see the sin in your own life and I don't see it in mine. That's blindness. Do you know what lameness is? It's when you're focused so much on the past and focused so much on the future and so much what's going on in your life today, you can't do anything spiritually in terms of movement, forward motion. That's spiritual lameness. I mentioned a year ago, this same week, that there's a term in veterinary medicine called untreatable lameness. I've never heard that before. Where a dog or a horse has untreatable lameness, where the veterinarian says, there's nothing I can do for your dog, there's nothing I can do for your horse, we may have to think about putting this animal down, euthanizing them, because it's untreatable lameness. I want to tell you today, there is no such thing as untreatable lameness spiritually. The Lord can heal you today. He can treat blindness. He can treat lameness, spiritually speaking. And he does it all the time because if he's God. And he has that kind of power to do that. I want to focus on verse 6 because this is the key verse. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, quoting Genesis 1:3, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. I get nervous anytime I talk about scientific things, physics or anything, because I'm not a scientist, believe me. But as I understand it, I had somebody sit me down and explain it to me that for years, physicists and scientists thought that light in space had to have a medium to go through. When the sound waves come out of the speakers in this room, they have to have the medium of air. And the sound waves come out and hit the molecules of air and push them aside, and that's what creates the sound. It travels through the medium of the air. And so there was thinking, even among physicists, that light has to have what they called ether in space, and it travels through that medium, and then the discovery was made, light doesn't need anything to propagate itself. Light is light. It stands on its own 2 feet. And isn't it interesting? That's the word that's used to describe Christ. That's the word to use to describe God's word. It's light. It stands on its own. And the light of Christ, notice what Paul says, it shines in your heart. You know how that happens? You're listening on the radio to a message, maybe by accident, as people have told me over the years, stumbled on your program, and I heard you say something, light of Christ shining in their heart for 1 second. You hear a message proclaimed from this pulpit, the light of Christ shining into your heart, not my message, but God's message from his word. It's always got to be based on his word. That's the basis. That's the authority. That's the foundation, his word. Having a conversation with somebody over lunch and somebody prays over the meal, light of Christ. Somebody says a word for the Lord, the light of Christ shining in your heart. Now, here's what I want to ask you. Where have you been the tool, the instrument of God's light coming into someone's life? You realize all the garbage that people bring into other people's lives? We bring profanity into somebody's life. We bring a dirty joke into somebody's life. We bring anger and resentment and bitterness and how mad we are and how ticked we are. And we bring that into other people's lives and they bring it into our lives. When did it occur to us to shine the light of God's light in somebody's life? I love that phrase, for God said, verse 6, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, speaking about creating light at the beginning, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. You may have vision problems, but the greatest vision problem you may have is spiritual blindness. And today, in the name of Christ, you need to let the Lord open your eyes.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.